Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
When the music fades into the past, when my days of life are through, what will be remembered of where I've come? When all is said and done.
This is the B.O.B. Bunch of Buds Bob segment. This is the show like no other on radio, because it's men getting real with one another, being authentic with one another about what's going on the inside. You know, we can have an opinion on politics and sports and what have you, and we can all cast those very easily. But it's something else to talk about the deep things of life. We give anonymity by calling everybody we record Bob so that he can be transparent about the kind of struggles he's enduring and the kind of victories that he's having. Okay, are you ready for this excerpt from this conversation with Bob? Bob, my man, I want to thank you for being with us here. Earlier, you were talking, Bob, about that you had had some struggles and kind of living your own life. And there was alcoholism and sexual lust involved here. And of course, in the sexual lust, that has plagued a lot of us guys. And I guess the ones that it hasn't are probably struggling through dishonesty. And you said a couple of years ago that there was a change in your life. Can you kind of pinpoint exactly what happened? How did that life-changing connection with your Creator happen?
Well, I've been introduced to alcohol and pornography at a very young age, early teens, and that had followed me, as I mentioned, really throughout my life, adult life. I was married, had three children, had a great job, career, but there was that temptation of alcohol was always there. That was, it never was at the point of costing me jobs or costing me marriage or anything like that, but it was always there, always alcohol in my life, and the pornography was always there, and the images that conjured and that nagging thorn was always there. So as my children matured, I think I matured some, but I never did shed that. But I had a teenage daughter that went through an experience called a chrysalis, which is non-denominational, religious 3-day, 72-hour experience that she went through, and I saw her maturing in her faith, and she was encouraging me, which is really opposite the way it should be. You know, the father should be the spiritual leader, leading his family, but here really were my wife and my daughter were leading me spiritually. And the adult version of the chrysalis experience is called the walk to Emmaus. And my daughter encouraged me to participate in that experience.
So you were doing this really primarily as a devotion and a love for your daughter.
Yes, I mean, I knew other people that had been through the Emmaus experience and saw changes in them, and so my curiosity was piqued. But I was just kind of drifting along, and I didn't actively seek it, but she encouraged me, and she there have been some other changes in my thinking and spirituality. I think mainly probably from watching her and some of the young people she was hanging out with, and so when that opportunity arose where she came to me and said, "Dad, you're ready. I want to sponsor you on the walk to Emmaus." I said, "Okay, I'm ready. Let's go." So I was thrust into this unknown environment for a 72-hour experience with a bunch of other men, and it just opened my eyes like nothing ever had before. And since that time, my walk with the Lord has been totally different.
Bob, we're talking about the walk to Emmaus. Probably most people listening to us right now, most men are probably not familiar with this. There is one walk for women, and then there's a separate walk for men. You and I both have been through it, and it certainly, those 72 hours have seriously impacted both of our lives. Can you just describe, and not in great detail, but those 3 days, so that some guy who is listening right now may, you know, be sparked to inquire further?
The person that sponsors you makes the arrangements. You fill out an application that you're considered, I guess, by the board of directors of this this walk. Your pastor's involved. You're taken to a somewhat remote location where this 72-hour vigil is held. Go through a series of talks by laypersons and clergy that lead you through this this walk of faith and this encounter with Jesus that is just awesome. It's absolutely, for me at least, was absolutely an awesome, life-changing experience.
And that's really been the experience of so many people who've gone through the Walk to Emmaus. And incidentally, if you're listening right now and you would like for more information, if you would just email me, I'll try to make sure that I hook you up with somebody who can give you more information on the Walk to Emmaus. Both Bob here and I would seriously recommend it. Bob, thank you for being so transparent and authentic with us.
It's been my pleasure, and I just know that God is smiling upon you and what you're doing here.
Don't let where you are now become a prophecy of where you're going to stay. You know, the greatest lie told to us is that God does not love us and we cannot change.
Once we've been saved, we come to know Christ better by spending time privately with Him. We also come to know Him more by experience, through obeying Him, working His purpose through our own lives. It's true that obeying Him requires making personal adjustments to His will. But the wonderful upshot from these adjustments are the big rewards we get. The closer you draw to Christ, the more irresistible He becomes. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.